Bitte, Herr General.
Herr Dr. Feltzer here is with research. Project 49.
Oh, really? Oh, I think research is marvelous.
His authority comes directly from the Führer.
The Führer? I'm all ears.
I thought you might be.
The matter I have to discuss with you is top secret. I'm afraid we cannot talk about it here.
Dr. Feltzer, I assure you this is the safest place in all of Germany.
Starlag 13's record is well known in Berlin, Commandant.
Thank you, sir.
But any room can be wired.
Oh, I agree. But you see, we are an exception. There are no hidden microphones here.
This room is not wired.
Of course Klink's office is not wired.
Yeah, sure it's wired.
Hold it, fellas. I'd like to be able to hear.
You have been chosen for an assignment that involves the highest security project in the Third Reich.
Are you sure you have the right man, Doctor?
You asked me that in Berlin, Herr General.
I know, and it still mystifies me.
I suggest we take a ride in General Burkhalter's car. We can discuss the matter in absolute privacy.
Excellent idea, Dr. Feltzer. I had the same thought myself.
Almost simultaneously.
Big secrets.
Something bloody important, that's for sure.
LeBeau, I think you should hitch a ride with the General.
Hey, Schultz, what are you doing out at the barracks?
We need your help. I have a bet that LeBeau is small enough to fit in the trunk of a car, any car, even this car.
And I say I'm too tall.
You want me to settle the bet?
Yeah, right.
It's against regulation to bet.
For a percentage?
Step this way, gentlemen.
You lost. McDonald won.
As usual.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Schultz, I promise you a percentage. All right, LeBeau, back to the barracks.
Where are you going at?
It's the easiest money I ever made.
Yeah, well, LeBeau insisted I'm betting.
Oh, I wouldn't gamble on a fake like that. I'm much too smart.
That's right, Schultz. Nobody puts anything over on you.
Oh, you said it. Oh.
Research?
Oui, mon colonel. In a specially built secret laboratory.
Where?
Dr. Feltzer didn't give the location.
Why didn't you ask him?
Very funny. Travail du chapeau, no? I was in danger every minute.
What are they doing fooling around with the atom?
They're trying to make a bomb, dummy.
Well, I don't want to have anything to do with it. We got enough bombs already. For future use. A rainy day. And they want Klink to be in charge of security?
Wait. Feltzer said it would be his responsibility to protect the secret.
How do you split an atom? I mean, you can split almost anything, but an atom?
Carter.
Klink was picked for the job because of his good record in Berlin.
That's our fault.
Burkhalter promised Klink a promotion if he does a good job.
That's great. That's great. We make it possible for him to get this job and a promotion. We get a new commandant and we're finished. Hoisted on our own petard.
What does that mean?
Keep working on the atom, huh?
Isn't there any way to stop Klink, Colonel?
I don't know. First priority is that research plant.
We don't even know where it is.
No, but Klink may, by this time.
Yeah, but if it's top secret, he wouldn't tell you. I know I wouldn't.
Carter, it never hurts to ask.
Do you want me to pack these records?
What are they?
Tommy Dorsey, Shep Fields and his Rip-Blink Rhythm. Bob Crosby and the Bobcats. And Lawrence Welk and the Champagne Music. A one, a two.
Left over from before the war, all decadent American artists.
I used to like Marie. Marie, my heart is breaking. Boom, 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 Marie.
Your heart will be breaking in very cold weather if you don't stop that noise and get on with the packing.
Yeah, well,
come in!
Hi, Commander. Hilda told me you were here and... Going to leave, sir?
No, Hogan. What do you want?
Well, I was wondering if you'd be one of the judges for our Roomba contest on the 31st.
You can discuss all that with the new commandant. Dismissed, Hogan.
New commandant, sir? You're leaving our winter wonderland?
Yes. I'm being transferred. And I must say I'm looking forward to the challenge of the new assignment.
The bald eagle takes to the skies again. Wheels up at dawn, we who are about to die salute you. It's bad news for our side, Commandant, with you back up in the wild blue yonder again.
Oh boy, did he guess wrong.
Those of us who are on the ground also serve the fatherland.
You realize you're too valuable for combat. You'll be a big hit on the staff of the High Command, sir.
Hogan, I told you that I... You mean I could really handle staff work?
I think it's agreed that you're kind of a military genius. Then you will be on the planning staff.
My assignment is top secret. Why are you so interested?
Nothing. I just thought you might like to hear from us. A postcard, birthday greeting, perhaps?
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
Shut up. Christmas gift, perhaps. Where do we write to you, Commandant?
Oh, my new address will be Luftwaffe Post Office 409, Berlin.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Oh, Hogan. Nothing expensive for Christmas. It's just the thought that counts.
How much can it cost to gift wrap a hand grenade?
Strudel. Strudel. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it.
Well, maybe there'll be someone to make it for you at your new post. Where did you say it is?
I didn't.
Come on, you can't tell me.
Well, I really don't know. Tomorrow, Dr. Fenster is going to take the commandant and myself on an inspection tour of the new place.
Fine. I'll meet you here tomorrow night. Maybe I'll make a chocolate eclair.
Chocolate eclair. But I won't be able to tell you.
What?
Look, cockroach. You have been here long enough to know that I know nothing.
You must know something.
I know nothing. Nothing.
It's hard to believe, Schultz. You always look so intelligent.
And you know nothing either.
Got it. 13,247 kilometers.
Nice going.
And 6/10.
Keynes, you better get in touch with the underground. We're going to need somebody who knows the countryside. Bring him in through the emergency tunnel tonight.
Right, Colonel.
Hey, Kirk.
Sir.
Better stand by. Check the mileage when you get back.
Right, sir.
Walter's car traveled approximately 12 miles out and 12 miles back, all within that radius. Somewhere in there, the Krauts have an atomic laboratory. Any ideas, Colonel?
Yeah, I've got a few.
We're looking for a laboratory, Newkirk, not a date for you.
This is farm country. Many orchards in here. And the towns, Grabstein, Marbenschloss, Heindorf, Lenzheim.
It doesn't figure to be in a town.
A suggestion, sir. Has there been any rumors of local girls going to dances or parties in that 12-mile radius? Maybe Carrier would know.
I don't think they'd have dances at a laboratory.
He would. He's always thinking about girls. You know, all that funny stuff.
It's disgusting.
It's a hobby.
Obviously.
Well, I had the same hobby in civilian life.
Forget it.
There are many places to hide a laboratory here. Underground, perhaps.
You know, they might be disguising this place as a factory or a war plant of some kind.
No, no, no. We know every war plant, every factory in that area. There are no new ones.
Well, we gotta find it somehow.
It's ironic, isn't it? Hmm?
I mean, here we stand knocking our brains out, and right across the compound, there are three krauts who have the answer.
I tried pumping Clink, no clues. Couldn't get close enough to Felser to even work on him.
Well, that leaves Schultz.
He's the logical one, but LeBeau couldn't get anything out of him either.
Well, I could try again, Colonel.
Only throwing good strudel after bad. There's only some way to get inside that skull of his.
Several weeks ago, one of our agents was captured by the Gestapo. They questioned him. Instead of their usual filthy methods, they injected him with a drug. He told them everything they wanted to know.
Truth serum. Sodium pentothal, huh?
Now, where would we get sodium pentothal?
Kinch Radio London. Have them drop it in along with the hypodermic and instructions.
Right, Colonel.
Hey, Kinch. Better tell them when they drop that stuff, make sure there's a doctor holding on to it.
It's not necessary, Newkirk. Gentlemen, I'd like you to meet Dr. Schnitzler of the Luftwaffe Medical Corps.
Nice to meet you here,
how are
doctor?
You, Doctor? Charmed, I'm sure.
And if I'm not back in 5 minutes, sir, you better come after me. With a real doctor.
Sergeant Schultz!
Major!
Major Schnitzler, Luftwaffe Medical Corps. Have orders to inoculate you onto Colonel Klink, something to do with a new post you're going to.
Inoculation? With a needle?
Of course. Now, where can I do this?
Major, I am on guard duty. I cannot leave my post.
Never mind that. We can go in here. It'll only take a minute. You'll be back on duty immediately.
But, Major, I cannot stand needles. Whenever I see a needle, I faint and fall down.
You fall down? That would be a very interesting phenomenon to observe.
Come! Sergeant!
Right. Yeah, I told you it wouldn't hurt. You know, with all that blubber, I thought I'd have to use radar to find the vein. Now, just relax. I want you to start counting backwards from 100. Just want to be sure the inoculation's working.
100, 99, 98, 98. What comes after 98?
Sleep. Hey, come and have a look. You better tell the colonel.
Ready with the big fella, sir.
You better stay out of sight when we wake him up, just in case. All right, LeBeau, you ask the questions. Your voice is familiar.
Me, colonel.
You represent Strudel to him. Carter, take down everything he says, huh? Can't you? Watch the door, please.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Schultz! Acton! Wake up!
Oh, Major, I think I should not leave the post.
It's all over, Schultz. The inoculation is finished. Alles in Ordnung.
Schultz, it's me, Strudel.
Strudel.
When do you go to your new job?
Ah, it's you, cockroach. Are you having an inoculation, too?
Your new job.
When are they transferring you?
In a few days with the commandant. We go to the laboratory.
I'd like to come and see you. Where is the place? How do I get there?
Oh, it's a big door. You go down steps and through the big door, and everybody wears white. And aluminum. Lots of aluminum.
It's my search process with aluminum, I guess.
What beautiful equipment they have. Fantastic range.
Tell me more about the range.
Fantastic.
They're developing guns or missiles.
They must really be advanced.
Laboratory, fantastic range. Where?
In the kitchen. Oh, they have the most beautiful aluminum pots and range you ever saw. So shame.
Stove.
Bloody aluminium cooking pots.
Would that be an electric range or a gas range?
Carter.
Maybe we should have taken the sodium pentothal.
Right back where we started. All he's got on his mind is the kitchen.
I got it all down, sir.
Where is it? Oh, and what a breakfast they served us. Oh, the potatoes were a dream.
Schultz, you like Flenzyme potatoes?
Oh, they are the best in all of Germany. Nobody grows potatoes like the people in Flensheim. Flensheim, my heart is aching. Flensheim, my heart is breaking.
Flensheim, that is a town within the 12-mile radius. Potato country.
These potatoes could be shipped from Flensheim. It's not much, but it's the only lead we've got. Do you know anybody there?
We have a few contacts. I will go immediately and return tomorrow night, same place.
I'll be there waiting for you, Lap. I volunteer, Colonel.
Somehow I knew you would.
Colonel.
Flensheim.
What do we do with Humpty Dumpty?
Put his coat back on and take him outside.
Flensheim.
And call Major Bo's amateur hour, huh? Aluminum pots.
I got it all down, sir.
Forget it.
The laboratory is located here in the woods, a few miles away from town. An underground installation underneath a bombed out factory. There's a farm road that goes right past the entrance there.
What about the guards?
The man who did the reconnaissance said the guards are hidden right near the front of the building.
Now that we got it located on the map, Colonel, how do we knock it off?
Ask London for an airstrike.
No good, it's underground. Just have to do it ourselves.
How are we going to get in a bloody place like that?
Well, there's one thing that might be useful. The troops on guard take whatever they want from the countryside. They give receipts to the people for what they take. That's how Schultz got the Flensheim potatoes.
I can't see how that can
Hold it. Carly, you mean farm produce, vegetables, eggs, things like that?
Exactly. They eat very well.
All right, look, I'll give you a list of things we need for tomorrow night. Carter, I'll need some dynamite with some timers.
You got it, pal.
Sir. We'll also need a couple of ugly-looking peasant types. Got more than we need. Almost there.
I don't see any guards.
Don't worry. They will find us.
That must be it. Abin.
Abin.
Abin. Where are you taking this?
Himmelberg, Luftstahlag 13. They
They buy all our vegetables.
We had better move on, Uncle Billy. We are late.
Yes, you're right.
Just a minute. Veal takes his stuff.
It's impossible. We sell to Luftstalag 13.
I don't care about them.
We do. They pay cash.
You'll get paid. And loads of baskets. Come back tomorrow. The quartermaster will give you a voucher.
A voucher?
Yeah, you can cash it in after the war.
It's out of the question. We promised all of this to Luftstalag 13. And we just broke our promise. Keep the motor running.
Put it down, sir. Arras! Halt! You're the small one. Bring the stuff in here.
I think he means you.
Thanks.
Rouse!
Rouse! Colonel, those timers only have about 6 minutes left, and then they're going to go up.
And LeBeau goes with them.
We got to get Louis out of there.
I believe he had a diversion.
I got a grenade.
Bless you, my boy.
It's wrapped around my waist.
I started undressing.
You know, I've always figured anytime you might have one of these emergencies, it's not a
Carter.
Look at him. Is that a beauty?
All right, now when I give you the word, drop it in the ventilator.
Now?
Oh, wait a minute.
Be in well tonight.
All right, drop it in and run for the wagon. I'll get LeBeau out of there.
Hold it.
You allow this man to enter the building?
Yeah, well, here, Lieutenant.
You know that's against all regulations. You are in trouble. Report to the sergeant at once. And you, get out of here at once. Schnell!
Did a great job.
Thank you, Uncle Billy.
Yeah, thank you. Who's Uncle Billy?
It's a long story, Carter. You see, once upon a time, there was this POW camp in Germany. You taking this down? Well, one cold night, there were a bunch of guys gathered.
Goodbye, sir.
So long, Carter. Good luck.
Watch it, clink.
Doctor.
Out of that, quick.
Surprise inspection, Commandant?
No, Hogan, I just dropped by to give you some very good news.
You're going to surrender.
General Burkhalter canceled my transfer to the new post.
Hey, let's hear it for the Commandant.
Oh, that's marvelous, that Commandant. Brilliant.
Yeah, there is good news, sir. What made him change his mind?
He didn't change his mind. The post changed. It's not there anymore.
Not there anymore?
The story I get is that some farmer sabotaged it. Blew it up.
Oh, that's terrible. Doggone, the things people do.
That is terrible. Some people are so impulsive.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, Hogan, now that I'm staying, I will be able to judge that rumble contest for you on the 31st.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. That's close.
Telling you,
boy. I can't bet. Hogan, oh, what do we do now, Colonel?
Organize a rumble contest. We'll be back in time for the finals.
Oh, I hope so.
Very good.